The Money Show.
Business Unusual.
With Colin Cullis.
No, it's not Colin Cullis. He's got longer hair. Toby Shapshak is the publisher of Stuff Magazine. Toby, welcome to The Money Show on this public holiday Wednesday. E-commerce finally, like Rip Van Winkle, for those of you who remember the story, has finally woken from its sleep.
It has indeed, and I don't know if it's kind of the traditional subject matter for this slot, Bruce, but it's just worth noticing that this has been the year that the sudden uptake in e-commerce has really been noteworthy, and it's not just people who can afford to, the middle classes, the tech savvy, people like you and I, smart and good looking, who, shop online and have for years. Suddenly it's everybody shopping online, and it's not just books and CDs, as is the kind of misunderstood definition of what people would kind of buy from, say, an Amazon or a Takealot. It's everything. And it's been really interesting to see. The figures for Takealot and all the other e-commerce stores have been really fantastic. And it's during the lockdown that suddenly the use and the lack of stress of doing your grocery shop or your any other shop, when it can just be delivered to you and you do it all via an app or a website, has been really quite remarkable. And interestingly, the clear leader in this e-commerce boom for South Africa, certainly in the grocery space, has been Checkers, a very unlikely winner. And their 60/60 app, I have to say, is really fantastic. I use it probably twice a week, and it's quick and it's simple, and it's got a great mobile interface. It updates you in real time as people are shopping. It prompts you to choose an alternative in real time if you haven't done it when you've done your actual shop. And it shows you what they've got, what they haven't got, what's in stock, what's out of stock. You choose the store closest to you, sure enough, Bruce, they deliver your groceries in an hour. And that's just fantastic.
Toby, I mean, again, I've done some online shopping during this lockdown, and I must admit to still preferring the old school. I know it sounds like sacrilege to you, and I know it sounds like I'm a Luddite, and I know that I've just gone down heaps in your estimation, your very, very high estimation.
No, not at all, actually.
I find it unreliable. I find it tedious. I would rather be getting out, going around and stretching my legs than sitting at my laptop doing my shopping. Thank you very much.
Hey, you mistake me. I heartily disagree. I love to cook, and part of the process of cooking is walking around a grocery store or a greengrocer and looking at what vegetables and what other ingredients you can get and cooking from that. So I really like that. And, of course, you're going to buy a pair of shoes, you're going to want to try them on. Most other clothes I think you can buy online. But, I've just watched the patterns of people around me and what people do and how cleverly people have adapted to it. I warrant that your e-commerce experience was not with 60/60, because I've used both Woolworths and Pick and Pay, and I have to say, as the two largest retailers, they've done particularly badly. Good move by Pick and Pay to buy bottles, a very good app and a very good plaster to put over the glaring gap. How's this for an interesting thing? I mean, I'm obviously Jewish, but my wife is Christian, and we do Christmas with her family, and everything she has bought has been via e-commerce, and almost all of it from South African companies, local companies, a lot of them based in Cape Town, clothes, fantastic toys, really, really well-made local stuff, all artisanal. And we really aren't those kind of like artisanal, we have to drink artisanal beer and eat artisanally made cheese.
I think that has been, to my mind, the biggest revelation of this lockdown has been how the artisans have adapted, and because they've been forced to adapt, and they were very comfortable in going to markets and providing their retailers with limited amounts of product and stock and everything else. But just a large number of people we've spoken to my mayor, to Banner Woman, to so many really brilliant small businesses who have discovered that they can actually, with a lot less effort than ever before, move a lot of products online. And for many of these businesses, it's actually opened up the globe to them rather than keeping them local. And that, I think, has been the hugest revelation of this lockdown.
I have to agree. It's been, there's just so many success stories, Bruce. I wrote a story in, I don't know, April, beginning of hard lockdown, middle of hard lockdown, about how, of all people or all communities, the yoga community had adapted to online training. There was a brilliant yoga teacher in Joburg, everyone knows, called Shasta Jordan, another one called Michelle Crick, who's also an art teacher. They took what is considered such an intimate and personal experience and made it online. And there's a South African living in Munich called Cheryl Duncan, who's probably the, you know, the doyen of yoga teachers in South Africa before she emigrated. She's all of these people, seemingly tech savvy and in an industry that is so intimate that you can't, have completely adapted to this online space and are really thriving. There's a woman called Pippa, I forget her user name, but she's a personal shopper. My wife shops a lot with her, and she's taken to Instagram, and she does deals with the labels she promotes, and you buy through her, and you use a code, and you get a 15% or a 10% discount. She's having this unbelievable kind of boom, doing little Instagram stories showing the clothes she's wearing, how it works, what she does. She's got this concept called capsule. You and I could do a little fashion advice from Pippa, Bruce, I swear.
Pippa is, I'm sure Pippa's very good, but Pippa's not a miracle worker. Pippa is
no,
only
no,
human.
No. Well, in your case, you need a miracle worker. I worked for GQ for a decade. So, you know, I'm transformed. But it's fascinating how people have adapted to it and how people have seen the business opportunity and shifted towards that. And we get to the end of what has really been a brutal year if you own and run your own business or certainly in the small business space I'm in. It's been a brutal, oppressive, it's never been harder to do business. Everybody I speak to is just, you know, if they're busy, they're grateful they're busy. There's a report that says something like half of the small businesses in the country have gone out. I haven't really read through it, so I can't analyze the figures. But you can just see the devastation that's been, and that people have managed to find a way to adapt and to move forward and to find a new way to do businesses, especially stuff like teaching art. You know, Michelle Crick has a room full of people looking at, you know, walking around, talking to them about their art and their technique and how they do it. She's found a way to do that through the internet. That's just remarkable. You know, these are yoga teachers and art teachers, long considered not tech savvy and not the audience that would be such early and vigorous adopters of this work from home, streaming, online environment. And yet, if they've done it, where are all the other businesses? They should be doing, which they should be adapting. And of course, it's because for a lot of these people, that's their only source of income. And if that's your only source of income, you very quickly find out how to do it. And for practitioners, my wife does a lot of yoga. Well, her, it's fantastic. She doesn't have to rush across town through traffic, get to a yoga studio just in time. You know, she can, if she can't do the yoga class at the time she wants, she can do a recording by any of the yoga teachers she wants.
And this is the great democratization of opportunity and work. And I think it is that is the one thing that we have learned through this crisis, and that we might miss faces, we might miss people, we might miss the interactions that we used to enjoy. But what we've also learned is that there are more ways of skinning a cat than we ever imagined possible. And that is in this digital world, there are people who have revolutionized industries, revolutionized the way they work. the way they see the world. And it's, and that is way beyond e-commerce and whether or not your groceries arrived within 60 minutes. The fact is that people have found new ways of delivering products and services. And that's, to my mind, the most exciting thing of all.
Indeed. I mean, it's interesting. It's the small businesses that seem to be most agile. I mean, the one interesting thing is all the Christmas shopping my wife has done, all of it has been through mostly small businesses, except a bunch through Pick and Pay Clothing, which was a bunch of clothing for the people who work for us, for their families that they're going home to see or sending stuff home to see. It's been 17 days since the order was placed and paid for, and the biggest retailer in the country, I'm correct in that, Bruce, at Pick and Pay, still the biggest or second biggest.
One of the biggest.
It's just one of those useful phrases, like recently.
Yes.
One of the biggest, and their online experience is awful and frustrating and doesn't work. You have to phone them to get an update on your online order, and it's just, it's kind of sad because, you know, they seem so nimble in other places. Pick and Pay's MVNO, this PNP Mobile, great idea, great addition to the loyalty scheme that is Smart Shopper. But, you know, the future is online shopping. Clever of them to buy bottles. I thought that was a very clever strategic tie-up between a small startup that needed funds and growth potential and an established player that could, you know, very easily, and they have a relationship, the two companies. So that's very good. And I'm quite pleased, by the way, with the bottles experience and the bottles shopping. It's my job to test these kind of things.
No, I think so. I mean, it's incredibly
testing apps and services and whatever.
But you've tested bottles more than any other. You've tested bottles more than any other, I suspect. Toby Shepshek, thank you. We must leave it there. But thank you. The publisher of Stuff Magazine, Toby Shepshek. Yeah, the huge revolution that's happened on the internet this year. Business Unusual personified. That's what it is. Thank you, Toby Shepshek, publisher at Stuff Magazine.